From WXXI, this is Stage Notes, the music of Broadway. I'm Robert Hammond.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation.
A song that could probably be considered holy, that was the Concordia Choir, who are now on their national tour of the United States from the CD Beauty in the World, singing Praise to the Lord. This is I Believe from the original Broadway cast recording of Spring Awakening.
I believe, oh, I believe.
From the original Broadway cast recording of Spring Awakening, that was I Believe, featuring Jonathan Groff and Leah Michelle. Here's Mr. Telly Leung singing All Good Gifts from the new Broadway cast recording of Godspell.
We plow the field and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, the soft, refreshing rain.
The gifted Tally Leung, who's been a guest on Stage Notes, from the new Broadway cast recording of Stephen Schwartz's Godspell, singing All Good Gifts, an appropriate song for a religious edition of Stage Notes. Godspell started off Broadway in 1971. It's based on several parables from the Gospels. The song Day by Day from the original cast album made it all the way to number 3 on the Billboard Pop Single Charts in 1972. Here's a song that many people don't realize actually comes from a Broadway musical. This is I Don't Know How to Love Him from the new Broadway cast recording of Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't know how to love him. What to do, how to move him. I've been changed. Yes, really changed. In these past days when I've seen myself, I seem like someone else. I don't know how to take this. I don't see why he moves me. He's a man. He's just a man.
From the new Broadway cast recording of Jesus Christ Superstar, Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical, that was I Don't Know How to Love Him. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Stage Notes. At Stage Notes, it's not a hard thing to do. Just follow me at Stage Notes. You're listening to Stage Notes, and if you just tuned in today, it's religious musicals, whether holy or heretical. And a good friend of Stage Notes is Mr. David Burnham. He released a CD not too long ago called One Day, and this song on it is called Fly Again. He wrote it after his mother passed away from cancer. It's a very inspiring song.
Her trembling hands held the church pew that day, struggling to stand when they asked her to pray. With wisdom and strength her words were spoken, but her body grew weary, for her wings were broken. But she will fly once again. She will soar with her wings unfolded. Hear the angels applaud as she rides.
Broadway sensation David Burnham singing Fly Again off his CD One Day. He dedicated that song on the CD to his mother, who recently passed away from cancer.
Thank you.
John Williams conducting the Boston Pops, performing Simple Song from Leonard Bernstein's Mass. This is another song from the new Broadway cast recording of Godspell, and it's Hunter Parrish performing Beautiful City.
Out of the ruins and rubble, out of the smoke, out of our night of struggle, can we see a ray of hope? One pale thin ray reaching for the day. We can build a beautiful city, yes we can, yes we can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but we can build a city of men. But we can start slowly but truly mending, brick by brick, heart by heart. Now, maybe now, we start learning how. can build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city. Not a city of angels, but we can build a city of men. When your trust is all but shattered, when your faith is all but killed, you can give up bitter and battered, or you can slowly start to build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but finally a city of men. A city of men.
The gifted Hunter Parrish performing Beautiful City from the new Broadway cast recording of Godspell. I gotta tell you, that's one of my favorite songs and I love his version. Can you guess what musical I'm talking about? In 2011, this smash hit won 9 Tony Awards, including one for Best Musical. Written by the creators of South Park, The Book of Mormon follows 2 young Mormon missionaries from Salt Lake City all the way to Uganda. We certainly have been hearing a lot about Utah these days, where they meet a violent warlord. Oh, and the song, I Believe, pokes fun at the song, The Sound of Music, Confidence in Me. And from the original Broadway cast recording of The Book of Mormon, this is Andrew Rannells performing I Believe.
Ever since I was a child, I tried to be the best. So what happened? My family and friends all said I was blessed. So what happened? It was supposed to be all so exciting to be teaching of Christ across the sea. But I allowed my faith to be shaken. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed to help the needy, to do the things I never dared. This was the time for me to step up. So then why was I so scared? A warlord who shoots people in the face. What's so scary about that? I must trust that my Lord is mightier and always has my back. Now I must be completely devout. I can't have even one shred of doubt. I believe that the Lord God created the universe. I believe that he sent his only son to die for my sins. And I believe that ancient Jews built boats and sailed to America. I am a Mormon, and a Mormon just believes. You cannot just believe partway. You have to believe in it all. My problem was doubting the Lord's will instead of standing tall. I can't allow myself to have any doubt. It's time to set my worries free. Time to show the world what Elder Price is about and share the power inside of me.
Just
I know that
have an intruder. He just walked right into camp.
Excitement. This is the moment I was born to do, and I feel so incredible to be sharing my faith with you. The scriptures say that if you ask in faith, if you ask God himself, you'll know. But you must ask him without any doubt and let your spirit grow.
Let your spirit. You'll know it's all true, you'll just feel it. You'll be a Mormon, by gosh, a Mormon.
You're listening to Stage Notes, and do follow me on Twitter @StageNotes. If you do, good things will happen to you. If you're just tuning in, today I'm playing songs with religious undertones, whether they're holy or even heretical. Some might say the song that I just played might be heretical. You be the judge. Les Miserables, there's been a revival of the revival of the revival of the revival on Broadway, and I guess you're getting the picture there. And if you play close attention, you'll find that the sung-through musical is packed with religious themes. Leading man Jean Valjean spends his whole life looking for forgiveness and redemption from his early life of crime. He shows grace and mercy when he's given the opportunity to kill his lifelong enemy, Javert. It's no surprise that this musical was made into a hit movie in 2012, and Russell Crowe, I hate to tell you, plays Javert abysmally. My opinion only. And again, here's the Boston Pops performing I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables.
Thank you.
John Williams conducting the Boston Pops, performing I Dreamed a Dream, of course, from Les Miserables, which, like I said earlier, has been revived so many times on Broadway. But if you want to see this revival, it's closing in September. Do follow me on Twitter @StageNotes. And if you want to know a little bit more about the program, go to StageNotesShow.com. StageNotesShow.com.
Come. We shall seek out a few modest acres and clear them and build a little farm. And casting aside all vain speculation as to the meaning of this meaningless world, we will fulfill our natural function working God's earth from dawn till dusk, which will at least exercise our muscles.
You've been a fool, and so have I, but come and be my wife. And let us try before we die to make some sense of life. We're neither pure nor wise nor good. We'll do the best we know. We'll build our hearts and chop a wood and make our garden grow and make our garden grow.
I thought no.
From the 1997 revival of Leonard Bernstein's Candide, that was Make Our Garden Grow on this religious edition of Stage Notes. Whether the songs be holy or heretical, you can be the judge. And this is the overture from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ Superstar is another Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice rock opera. It hit Broadway in 1971. It follows the last weeks of Jesus' life and was recently revived in 2012. From the CD Essential Musicals, Jesus Christ Superstar and Tommy, that was the overture from Jesus Christ Superstar. This is Alfred Melania and Randy Graff performing Sunrise, Sunset from the revival of Fiddler on the Roof, the 1964 musical centered around the Russian village of Anatevka and the Jewish community there. Songs like Sunrise, Sunset, and Sabbath Prayer have become Broadway classics, and the unforgettable wedding scene usually features a Russian bottle dance. And from the revival, as I just said, this is Sunrise, Sunset.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play?
I don't remember growing older. When did they?
When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall?
Wasn't it yesterday when they were small?
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly.
Of wisdom can I give them? How can I help to ease their way?
Now they must learn from one another day by day.
They look so natural together.
Featuring Randy Graff and Alfred Melania from the new Broadway cast recording of Fiddler on the Roof, probably one of the most famous songs from the musical, Sunrise, Sunset. Follow me on Twitter at Stage Notes and be revived. This is the finale, a great way to conclude today's program, from Godspell, featuring Hunter Parrish and the entire company.
I'm bleeding. but we can build a city of men.
That was the finale from the new Broadway cast recording of Godspell featuring Hunter Parrish and the entire company. Thanks so much for listening to Stage Notes today. And don't forget, you'll have a religious experience if you follow me on Twitter at Stage Notes, at Stage Notes. And do like our Facebook page. And if you'd like to find out more about the program, you can go to our website. That's different from the regular Stage Notes website. It's stagenotesshow.com, stagenotesshow.com. And should you have any questions, you may email me as well, stagenotes@wxxi.org. I'm Robert Hammond. Have a great day.